Well, that's always good radio. Just going to say, listener Herman, our buddy, sent me a picture of a guy on a motorcycle with no helmet but wearing a mask. And the caption says, imagine being someone who rides a motorcycle with no helmet and wears a mask outside while riding it.
It's all about safety.
Yeah, this is what the last year has produced, that kind of lunacy. Heads up to our good Warhawk buddy, Master Thespian. We're going to play the Peter Pan bit coming up in just a couple of minutes, but SRN News is next.
It's April 9th, the greatest day ever. On the 9th of April, 1926, Hugh Hefner was born. At first, it was difficult to determine Hef's birthday because when they found his birth certificate, the pages were stuck together. Have a great April 9th, the greatest day ever.
At 4. Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Biden and the First Lady Jill Biden say they're keeping Queen Elizabeth II and her family in their hearts following the death of Prince Philip. In offering condolences on behalf of the U.S., the Bidens today said the impact of the prince's decades of public service is evident in the causes for which he advocated while he was alive. He passed today, away today at the age of 99. The Republican Party is bringing hundreds of donors and several presidential prospects to the former president's doorstep in South Florida this weekend. The location of the invitation-only gathering just 3 months after former President Trump was left office actually indicates that they still consider him to be the leader of the party. Many potential presidential candidates will be among those gathered there this weekend. On Wall Street, it was a booming session to end the week. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average showing a strong gain for the day, up 297 points. This is SRN News.
I'm Brand, and as you know, one of the worst things you can say in any business, or in life for that matter, is, but we've never done it that way before. That approach stops us from making decisions that could have been great. We just keep doing the same thing, even if we're not happy with it, even while we're complaining about it, we just keep doing it. What if there's a better way? This is why considering MediShare for your healthcare bills is such a great idea. It works. It's less expensive. It's convenient. It's a better way for so many people to pay for their healthcare. And thinking, but we've never done it that way before, is a great way to miss out on major savings. The typical family saves $500 a month, and you miss out on the huge network of doctors, the free telehealth services, the great customer service, and being a part of something that matters, with more than 400,000 members sharing each other's healthcare bills. So you've never done it this way before? No problem. Just call. You can start saving right now. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
All right, I've got an idea with this.
It's like watching the DVD of Peter Pan back in 1984 when I flew above the stage at the Davis Theater and sprinkle fairy dust.
And listen to those cables. I'm sorry.
Buzzkill.
I couldn't resist.
You got in a lot of trouble at school when you were little, didn't you? I know you did. If there's something funny, there's an opportunity for some humor. Doesn't matter whose feelings we hurt or whose ego we step on. Just say it.
We leave our egos at the door on this show. That was my first edict as commander on this rocket to success.
Said the guy who hit the dump button so fast it broke his phone.
Yeah. Mister, I don't want anybody to know my age.
Did you have to go back? I guess you did. Once again, I just want you to picture Susan Airborne being held by cables, suspended over a stage, flying around over the crowd.
Forgot the fairy dust. Surely there's that somewhere.
And then when she falls, it would be the, the human.
Yeah, the cables snap.
The pumps of the fear is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world. They always see the
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
This may be the first time our electrifying moment of the day was about a reunion. Somebody we've had on our show many, many times over the years, and somebody who does a phenomenal job here in raising money to combat and help folks with autism. Please welcome Stefania. Hi, how are you?
Hello. Well, how about you?
Well, you know, when I heard that you were going to come by, I actually thought you were going to be in studio, and I cleaned up and put on good clothes.
Wait a minute. It's so easy to say that over the phone.
Yeah, you're right.
Actually, somebody back him up if you want to. But
no, I dressed for the weather today, so I got crap on, honestly.
No, he doesn't.
It was, well, I mean, it's not that hideous. But it's so nice to hear your voice again and to talk about an event. This is also, you know, with the mandates ending at 5 o'clock, it's nice to know that events like this are coming back. And I'm going to let you take it from here, Stephanie, and tell people what's going on tomorrow.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, it feels really good to be able to be talking about this because it is actually happening this year. And we planned it in a way because, you know, the mandate had not been lifted at that point. We planned it in a way that would kind of make everybody comfortable. Instead of doing our regular full event, which, by the way, is tomorrow, Saturday, April 10th, instead of doing the full event as normal, we're doing kind of a hybrid, and we did everything pre-sale, and people were able to select pickup times. We're doing five different pickup hours, starting at 10 o'clock, the last one starting at 2 o'clock. That way we could control the number of people who come per hour. So if people were uncomfortable in large crowds still, you know, we can provide them a safety net for that.
Good idea.
However, we have decided that instead of just cooking a couple of thousand pounds, one measly ton, we're going to go ahead and do the full 2 tons like we normally do at our event. And so now what we've done is we've decided that at 1 o'clock we're opening it up for the public. So people can come and buy a bag of crawfish and fixins for $35. You can take it home or you can stay there because the Biscuit Stadium is going to be open. The club car bar is going to be open. There'll be pouring draft beer, other beverages. We'll have live entertainment, picnic tables set up. And I think the weather's going to pass through early enough that it should be a decent day to come out and enjoy. So you can eat them there if you want to. We'll have trays and buckets and all the good stuff there for everybody to enjoy at Riverwalk Stadium, which is just a lovely place to have an event.
I tell you, it's great just to be able to talk about going back to the ballpark.
Yep.
And now with this event, and we've known each other for over a decade, more than
mm-hmm.
that.
That's right. Well, I've been doing this event for 14 years, and okay. I think I've been on your show just about most of the majority of them talking about this. And, you know, it's such a great cause. You know, I'm certainly no expert on the subject, but over the years I've come to understand how impactful this fundraiser can be for people in the River Region living with autism. All of our money, we're a completely volunteer-run event, so all of our money, every bit of the net proceeds go directly to Easter Seals Central Alabama, specifically for their autism spectrum disorder clinic, which not only offers incredible therapy, speech therapy, occupational therapy, now even hippotherapy, which is the equine therapy, which helps these kids with motor skills and even talking to the horse helps them. But even more important than all these therapies is they help get testing done and reasonable, timely diagnosis, because any parent who's had a child facing an autism diagnosis knows the worst part is waiting. And they help with that because Easter Seals understands that early diagnosis is key to get those therapies started.
Right.
So that their lives can be impacted. Some of these kids' lives can be incredibly impacted by these therapies, and it can change their life.
Absolutely, and what people don't realize is that autism affects 1 in 68 kids, and so it's a more pervasive challenge than some people realize. But yes, progress can be made.
That's right.
And this is something I've heartily supported every year, and before I came here when I was still down in Miami. Anytime there was a chance to help this particular cause, I was all on board with it.
Well, you know, when we first started the event, Greg, back, you know, 17 years ago, we weren't even trying to raise money. We were just trying to raise awareness. We just wanted people to know that there are these resources out here for you. If you're a new parent, if you've had a child for several years and you just don't know what to look for, but something feels off or you're worried, that there's resources for you. People weren't talking about it. Doctors weren't diagnosing it. But now, the great thing is, it's being talked about, it's being recognized, and now we can just raise a whole heck of a lot of money to help these people get the services they need.
Absolutely. And how can people get tickets? Can they buy them online, or do they do them at the...
Yep, online ticket sales ended earlier this week. However, like I said, at 1 o'clock, people can come and just buy as many bags as they want. So $35 gets you a 3-pound bag of crawfish, just the crawfish, 3 pounds, and then a separate bag of fixings, the potatoes, sausage, corn, garlic, all that good stuff.
All right, so this is not only a great cause, but some great food, too.
Right.
And did we miss anything here, Stephania?
We didn't miss a thing. We just want everybody to come on out and have a great time. We can't wait. We're so glad we get to do this. It's been a crazy year. And I know a lot of things have changed, but one thing that hasn't changed is what the people with disabilities in our region need. None of that has changed. So, in fact, some of them need it even more because they haven't had the structure of the normal school year, where they get a lot of that kind of needed structure in their daily lives. So they need it more than ever. So we're just thrilled to be able to do it. And I'm thrilled that you continue to support us and help us out.
Always. Always. I am available to help you, whatever the cause, Stephania. We appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And we'll get this Mud Bug Ball. There's information there, mudbugball.com. And we'll repeat this through the afternoon. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you so much. Y'all have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Take care.
Yeah, thanks.
Hope you break all your records tomorrow.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Thank you to listener Jeff, who called in an accident across from the Hyundai dealer on the Eastern Bypass northbound. A lane is closed.
All right. Not surprised, given the intensity of some of the rain, but then you wonder some of the lunacy you see on the road when it's as crazy as it can get. Today, 4:13, Robert's been waiting.
Hey, Big Greg.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I have been waiting, dog, and you don't leave me waiting.
Thanks for calling.
Ah, springtime in Alabama, when a young man's fancy turns to tuning up his AC. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, your Bryan dealer. How can we make you smile?
Hi, Clark. I have a problem with my AC system.
What is it?
You know, the machine that cools my house?
Right. I'm on my way. Tell me, how long has it sounded like this?
A year, or two, or maybe five.
Son, you ought to join the Clark Club.
I don't play golf.
No, no. This is a program that automatically includes spring and fall tune-ups for your cooling and heating system.
Oh, so I won't forget.
Exactly. Just $159 a year includes two tune-ups, plus members get a lower service fee and great discounts on repairs and supplies like filters and thermostats.
Perfect. Hey, can I also get a reminder about my anniversary?
You're on your own there, kid. To keep your AC system running great, better call Clark. Visit ClarkComfort.com for more information.
Bryant, whatever it takes, better call Clark. $159 Clark Club price covers one system with discounts for additional systems. Alabama certification 99004.
It's time to get outdoors and get together for those fun gatherings and family reunions. Be sure to take care of all your guests with portable toilets from Alabama Dumpster Service. They're delivered where and when you need and picked up by our own fleet of trucks. Our competitive pricing means dependable, affordable, clean, portable toilets. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Duvall's Landscapes is your go-to company for anything outdoors. Full-service landscaping, irrigation installation, outdoor lighting and sound systems, retaining walls, paver patios, stone and tile work, privacy fences, water features, and concrete work as well. Not to mention that Duvall's does custom outdoor fireplaces, kitchens, and living spaces just in time for barbecue season. COVID was hard on everyone, but it's time for a new year and to invest in your family's living space and create something awesome. Duvall's Landscapes will help you choose brick, stone, concrete, marble, tile, wood, or whatever you want to complete complete your dream design. Visit DevallsLandscapes.com today or call 791-4108 and schedule a free on-site visit. Get your home ready for family and friends and make memories with your new outside oasis from Devall's Landscapes. Devall's Landscapes will make it easy for you by offering beautiful long needle straw delivered and installed for just $20 per roll or $10.50 for just the roll. Call Devall's today at 791-4108 or visit DevallsLandscapes.com.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. Despite the governor's mask mandate expiring today at 5 p.m., Baptist Health Facilities will be continuing its mask requirement. The Alabama Department of Public Health and the Alabama Hospital Association also encourage masking in healthcare facilities to continue. The city of Montgomery has also extended its mask mandate for 30 more days. Due to tomorrow's forecast, the Brantwood 5K has been postponed. Brantwood Children's annual 5K Love Run fundraiser is held every year, and this year it was scheduled to be later than usual due to the pandemic. Now, because of severe storms expected tomorrow, the run is now set for May 22nd. A stolen chair from a Confederate monument in Selma has been found. New Orleans police confirmed that the Jefferson Davis chair has been recovered. Two people are behind bars, and police are searching for another person in connection to the theft of the historic monument chair. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are not done with this phase of the severe weather risk. The threat of some strong to severe storms will continue well into the evening hours tonight, with damaging wind gusts the main threat, but large hail also possible. Then, in the wee hours of the morning, another round of severe weather. All modes of severe weather are possible with this event, including maybe some extensive wind damage. And the threat of tornadoes can't be ruled out. That threat will continue through the morning hours tomorrow. Then tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow evening, more scattered thunderstorms are possible. We'll be in the mid-70s tomorrow, upper 70s on Sunday. Sunday will be a better day with partial sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
On this All Request Friday, Greg, Rosie, and Eddie.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Thank you for calling. This is Sylvia. Who am I speaking with?
This is Dr. Sidiman Azibo. I need to get a truck from you.
And from what city and state would you be picking that up?
I'm coming from the Birmingham, because I'm tired of everything in Alabama. Do you ever come to the Birmingham, ma'am?
I've never been to Alabama.
I'm sick of this.
All right, and in what city and state will you be dropping off that equipment?
I'm going from the Birmingham, Alabama to Nasaka, Nigeria.
So you want to take a U-Haul from Birmingham to Nigeria?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't think that's possible. How are you going to get
it? I have my money. I have money.
But how are you going to take a truck across the ocean?
There's freeway. No, on the map I have.
There's a freeway?
Yes, ma'am.
What freeway is that?
Miami, Nigeria freeway. It comes down across from Cuba, and then you stop for gas in Jamaica, because that is the last gas station before you go across to Africa.
We don't run our trucks out internationally, though. I can't do that for you.
I will bring you back truck.
I understand that, but U-Haul doesn't run the trucks internationally like
We are leaving, and can I speak, manager, please?
Sure.
Good. U-Haul trainer, but you don't have a hitch on your car. U-Haul.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Yes, so what is the question now?
Hello, yeah. Are you supervisor?
I am.
Good. This is Dr. Sidiman Azibo. And I talked to you, a very, very rude employee, man, about I need to rent truck to leave from the Birmingham, Alabama. And I go back home to the Nasaka, Nigeria.
Okay, we don't let any trucks out of the States except to Canada, because we have a contract there. We don't let them go to Mexico, anywhere else except the United States. We don't even allow trucks to go from the States to Hawaii.
Is that because you do not trust the Nigerians, sir?
Sir, I have nothing else to say. I understand. I cut on the call, so I'm going to go ahead and let you go now.
Sir, just let me explain.
I'm going to go ahead and let you go
I'd
now.
I'd like to explain to you, buddy. Okay,
I'm going to let you go. We don't allow our trucks to
explain.
States.
Please let me explain, sir, because my sons, they're me and my wife is in America. American wife, Susie. And the Americans, they make fun of my boss, and that's why I take them home, so they can get better education and get a good job.
Okay, but we send all our trucks to go out of the States. Okay?
There is freeway from Miami that goes to the next city.
Okay, you have a good
and
day.
Okay? I stop for gas in Jamaica.
Bye-bye.
Come to Jamaica and feel all right. One heart, one love.
You must have a lot of time on your hands.
Come to Jamaica and...
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
You're listening to the most fun you can have on the radio in... Just ask Bugs Bunny.
There's something screwy around here.
Midnight on the phone.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
You're so naughty.
You gotta have something.
Bad.
If you wanna be with me.
Middle name as we hit the traffic dungeon at 423.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic very busy all around the boulevard this afternoon, especially East South Boulevard, Troy Highway down to Baptist. We've got a lot of congestion on Northeast Boulevard, Atlanta Highway outbound, I-85 northbound, slow traffic from Taylor Road to Chantilly. And just a bulletin, if you are traveling north or southbound on I-65, a lot of problems from Hope Hole on down below to Lido Hatchie. Traffic is moving very slowly down that way this afternoon. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. If you're looking for a Camry, Corolla, RAV4, they're at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. And you're going to save some money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter from Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss Brubaker's Spring Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus vacuum and wash for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Countdown to freedom, 36 minutes.
Yeah.
And we're going to celebrate with Three Dog Night at 5 o'clock. When did this all start? It started at 5 o'clock, let's see, on March 20th last year. 2 weeks to flatten the curve, remember that? And yeah, there's still going to be places that will want you to wear a mask, and you have the option of doing business with them or not. I will, certainly with, doctors, pharmacies, places like that. I think you're going to see these things kind of permanent. But you should see the reaction to that picture of the idiot on the motorcycle with no helmet but wearing a mask. He's more afraid of the coronavirus than splitting his head open on a telephone pole if his bike slips. Terry Adams, by the way, our buddy would be the first to criticize that moron. Yeah. Our friend, the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime. In addition to, that was great to talk to Stephanie at mudbugball.com. That's a hard thing for me to say. To know that event is back tomorrow after Meemaw's Safer at Home thing ends today is really, really cool. I can't think of a better way to launch a restoration of freedom than that. However, a lot of folks suffered very personal financial damage over the last year. And I'm telling you this because I had to do it twice in my life. I didn't want to do it. I wasn't necessarily proud, but I'll tell you this. I'm darn glad there were bankruptcy laws that I could reach out to for protection because I don't want to not pay bills. But when you don't have money or there's a change in your industry, like I went through with radio in the 90s, it was a crash. It was from up here to down there.
And suddenly, wasn't it?
I wasn't ready for it at all. Nobody was. And it was every day there was something different.
Mm-hmm.
Salary structures changed, and it was just a difficult time. In the meantime, I wasn't irresponsible, but as it doesn't take long to go from plus to minus when it hits the fan. Chuck Granger, Granger Legal Services, is there to help you, first of all, take the heat off. You know, debt collectors, it's their job. They have tactics that are insulting and nasty at times. You don't have to deal with that. Call Chuck at 260-0500 and begin the process of either getting your debt reorganized or discharged. The bankruptcy laws are there to help you, not hurt you. He has an incredible pedigree, not only in this particular field of law, but he's got a great pedigree as a human being.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody's going to work in this profession, I can't think of anybody better suited to it than Mr. Granger. Terrific guy. He's also in the past been legal advisor to the Alabama Public Service Commission, assistant attorney general, general counsel to the Alabama Secretary of State, and his private practice now since 2003. So this man has the experience you need. He can answer the questions that you'll need answered and protect you. That above and beyond everything else. Not just, you know, Like it happened to me where I opened my checking account one morning and all my money was gone. Somebody had gotten, what do they call that when they can?
Garnishment.
Garnish. Mm-hmm. I had no idea. It was just gone. I wish I'd had a Chuck Granger to talk to that day. It happened to me one more time before I was able to put a stop to it. But trying to handle that on your own, I don't recommend it having taken that route. I'm no dummy. I can figure things out. But in a situation like this, having the best professional help available is recommended. GrangerLegal.com, they've got a device on the website where you can check a few things out ahead of time, answer a few questions, and see how they can work for you. Granger, by the way, spelled GrangerLegal.com. And please tell Chuck you heard about him here. And do it. Do it today. If you've been under the gun, Don't let the insanity continue. Help yourself.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you've ever considered starting your own business or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today.
Jerry Todd here with the Kickback Ranch Event Center and RV Park. We would like to invite you to our first ever live consignment auction Saturday, May the 1st. Gates open at 10 a.m. Auction begins at high noon. Items already consigned include household, farm and garden, antiques, and much more. Old-fashioned country auction. Got a pig, goat, chicken, tractor? We sell it. So if you have items to consign, contact us at the Kickback Ranch. This is going to be a fun-filled family day. There will be food trucks, vendors of all kinds, a water slide, and kids' playground in full swing. You don't have to just come for the day. Stay the weekend in one of our cabins or bring your RV and stay in our new RV park with full hookups available. Consignment auction, Saturday, May the 1st at the Kickback Ranch. Gates open at 10 a.m. Auction at high noon. For more information or directions, go to kickbackranch.net. That's kickbackranch.net or call 286-4140. That's 286-4140.
The Alabama Baseball Coaches Association welcomes to Montgomery National Baseball Hall of Famer and former Atlanta Brave, Tom Glavine. Get your tickets now for the 12th annual First Pitch Dinner and Silent Auction, May 3rd at the Montgomery Renaissance, to benefit Miracle Leagues of Alabama. Title sponsor, Wind Creek Montgomery.
Hey, everybody, this is Tom Glavine. I'm looking forward to seeing you May 3rd in Montgomery.
COVID safety protocols will be observed. Get your tickets today at albca.org.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Sucking on a chili dog. 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 Chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a dog. Sucking on a chili dog. Chili. Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a dog. Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on.
It is 4:32, News Talk 93.1 FM, Friday Happy Hour. We do take requests on this Friday, but we have a couple of things locked in. Jacqueline going to join us in a minute to talk about lowering the standards to pass the bar exam. United Airlines already said we're going to have 50% diversity by, never mind whether or not, why don't you just concentrate on finding qualified people right. who are great pilots?
And not have the Americans have to bail you out every 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. But this, they have to be laughing at us around the world. Of course, that's what they said when Trump was in.
They celebrated Trump around the world.
They did. In fact, a lot of people, the media was very careful to not show you images of people demanding a recount in other countries.
Yep.
They wanted Trump in because he's the good guy. He's the tough guy. He was the Clint Eastwood of politics.
That's right.
It's the guy you want as a shield between you and the rest of them that would take all you have.
But he was a guy with honor, too. If he told you he was going to do something, he's going to do it.
No politician ever fulfilled, right. I mean, directly, more campaign promises than right. that man. Nobody could even come close. Reagan could have had he not had to deal with Democrats. They're always in the way. But he still got a lot done, a lot of what he promised. But this is our beloved president out there today.
Oh boy.
And see if you can figure. The hardest job in America has to be the sign language interpreter for this bonehead.
Absolutely determined, as Murfin and Ruthers are,
what?
To get this done. Absolutely determined, as Murfin and Ruthers are, to get this done.
Is that a law firm?
Murfin and Ruthers. There's nobody in the Biden cabinet that has a name that resembles that. Was somebody put subtitles up for this?
Absolutely determined as Murphy and his brothers are to get this done.
Absolutely determined as Murphy.
Absolutely determined as Murphy and his brothers are to get this done.
Absolutely determined as Murphy and his brothers are to get this done.
The greatest country in the world is elected a feeble, decrepit career politician to lead. Murfin Ruthers. On the other hand, we do know who Delkin Tomlinson are.
That's right.
Jacqueline's going to be joining us shortly.
I wonder, with the lady that was doing the sign language there, when they can't understand, is there a sign language word for gibberish?
I think they do what Curly used to do in the Three Stooges.
Yeah.
With his hands right.
There's got to be an international sign for gibberish.
Yeah, with Joe, I guess this kind of stands for whatever he's saying. Unbelievable, friends. Here's a little more of that Tucker Pecan, I'm sorry, Tucker Carlson clip.
Tucker Pecan.
Sounds better.
Did I close that out? Please tell me I didn't do that.
Sponsors on the brain.
Yeah. They're the people that keep us going here.
Yeah.
Well, I must have closed it. So now I have to go back and find it again. I apologize for that. By the way, and this is so New York, you know, Governor Cuomo, who now has, what, 10, 11 accusers?
Mm-hmm.
Believe them. Believe the woman.
Right.
I believe all women, right, except when they accuse a Democrat. This is so New York. They've already, because when they, you must have a vaccine passport, the first people to go to work are the criminals.
Of course.
To fake them.
I've been saying that for weeks.
And they're very easy to fake.
Right. Any government document that has to be produced like that, you know as well as I do, Greg. You can produce them. I can produce them. I have a printer at home that'll make those kind of things.
It just never ends. The insanity never ends. Biden is considering taking your tax dollars. It's bad enough. Like in New York, they're going to give $15,000 to every illegal immigrant. $15,000. The people there didn't get anywhere close to that in COVID relief.
Thank you.
Failed businesses that went under, people out of work, got nothing close to what Democrats love to hand over to people that don't belong in this country. Now, Biden wants to send cash payments directly to Central America to get them to stay home.
No, that's not how we do things.
There's a solution. Trump kind of figured it out. We didn't have this. You protect the border. And you can scream to high heaven all you want. You started this. You initiated this by encouraging people to come here.
Yeah.
They came with your T-shirts on.
Yeah. Nicely printed ones,
right,
too. Who the hell?
My fans.
Which one of your left-wing a-hole groups was printing those
up? Right.
With Biden on the front. I mean, good Lord.
They didn't show up with Trump T-shirts on.
No. Isn't that interesting?
And I heard a story today that said it's costing us $60 million a day.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Just for the children.
For the children.
Just
right.
For the children. That's yeah. Not the adults.
And guess what? They accused Trump of putting kids in cages. Well, they were in facilities
right,
that Biden and
walking,
Obama
right?
built.
Yeah.
Now they're building more.
Not only that, every hotel by the border is booked up. Millions of dollars the government's paid. You can't get a room there, Greg.
No.
Rosie can't get a room there. I can't get a room there. They're strictly reserved for illegal aliens. Now, I know Alex Jones is a kook, which that's why I watch him, because he's a kook.
Yeah.
But anyway, he had a thing at the border where they were bussing, limo buses were bringing in children yesterday, I believe it was. And, I mean, he's a kook, and he put on a show while he was down there. But you see what's going on. The video doesn't lie. The buses are pulling up. They're coming into the compound.
Alex Jones isn't so much kook. He makes himself hard to like. That's part of the problem there.
You want to punch him. Everybody, you want to punch him by the time it's over.
Even
with.
When you agree
right,
or
agree
even
with
appreciate
him, yeah.
The information he comes up with. Yeah. It's 4:38. We have to hit the traffic dungeon. Hey, if you were an offender bender, we hate to hear that. Mm. And nobody more so than the Integris people at Montgomery Paint and Body. But if you need a body shop, get your car to them. So many people in this building have used them just within the last 2 or 3 years. I took the liberty of telling your story. Rosie, on a mission of mercy, taking food to a grieving family, gets hit from behind hard enough to not only damage the vehicle, but splatter food all over the interior.
That's right.
And MPB, it was amazing.
Cleaned it up.
Yeah, inside and out. They do everything they can to restore the vehicle, regardless of age, to the closest they can make it come to showroom new again. And their fuss budgets. They just don't, everything is done meticulously, step by step. No steps are skipped. And you get this corny term, more bang for your buck there.
You
That's
do,
mine,
though.
Not theirs. Yes, you do. And their number is 27REC with a W. So if you need a body shop, call them because they will take great care of you. Please mention that you heard about them here. It's 4:39. Jacqueline joining us in a moment.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic, our busiest spots right now, Taylor Road from Vaughn to I-85. We still have some slow traffic from I-85 to Chantilly on 85 northbound. Slow traffic out of Montgomery on 65 northbound from the Northern Boulevard up towards the 143 to Millbrook. And we've got a lot of outbound traffic on Federal Drive and Congressman Dickinson, that taking 231 to Wetumpka. It is a busy Friday afternoon, but no accidents so far in the Montgomery area. Buckle up and drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Enjoy your favorite movie safely at AMC Festival Plaza Theater. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell James.
Spring has sprung, so spring into savings at Brubaker with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
At Ligger's Bakery, we have been baking memories using the original recipes in Montgomery since 1944. From all-time favorites like mint thumbprint cookies, pedophores, ice cookies, specialty cakes, and more. It's time to place your order for graduation season. Let Ligger's customize your school colors with cakes, pedophores, and specialty cookies. Visit Ligger's on Facebook and Instagram. Call us to place your order, 288-6550, or come see us at the Gay Meadows Shopping Center on McGee Road. It's not just good, it's Ligger's good.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are not done with this phase of the severe weather risk. The threat of some strong to severe storms will continue well into the evening hours tonight, with damaging wind gusts the main threat, but large hail also possible. Then, in the wee hours of the morning, another round of severe weather. All modes of severe weather are possible with this event, including maybe some extensive wind damage. And the threat of tornadoes can't be ruled out. That threat will continue through the morning hours tomorrow. Then tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow evening, more scattered thunderstorms are possible. We'll be in the mid-70s tomorrow, upper 70s on Sunday. Sunday will be a better day with partial sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. When getting the job done right is job one, you need Kubota construction equipment. From Kubota compact track loaders to the number one selling compact excavator, to do it all and to do it right. See us today, Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today is April 9th, Be Kind to Lawyers Day. If you see an attorney, be sure to be extra nice, or else those slimeball ambulance chasers will sue you. Oh, they will pick your bones clean like vultures. So, unless you want to die of old age in court, be kind to lawyers today.
We will talk to one in a moment, but I want to get this call from Birdman real quick.
Greg Boudale.
Yes, sir. What's up?
I have a solution for the migration, illegal migration.
Yes.
I'm with Ronald Reagan. He should tell the president of Mexico and the president of the United States, tear down this wall.
Tear down this wall?
Yes, I have a solution. You don't even need a wall. Mm-hmm. You can run a rope all the way down the border from cane to cane, from end to end, and set up machine guns about every 300 or 400 yards, and if somebody comes across, shoot them. You wouldn't have to shoot maybe 10 people. And that would stop all the rape from the migration from beyond Mexico on into Mexico and into here. You wouldn't have any of that. Nobody would want to come here anymore.
I'm sure that would be a real good deterrent. Thank you for the call. Sorry I made you wait.
Hi.
Hey, it's Be Kind to Lawyers Day.
Yeah. It is. They really? Will pick your bones like vultures.
There's a day for that?
Actually,
every day.
I think last year on this day we told some lawyer jokes. There's a few out there.
Yeah, I know a really good one, and I'll tell you how dumb I am. So I was at a deposition one time.
Yes.
Room surrounded by attorneys and a judge, and I said, "Hey, you know, we're waiting on somebody to show up." I go, "Hey, I got a joke. What do you call 10,000 dead lawyers at the bottom of the ocean?" And they all looked at me. I said, "A dang good start." Well,
hey.
Deposition did not go well for Eddie.
No. That's terrible.
To impress attorneys.
I mean, that's, yeah.
No. We're not all bad. We're not all...
No, not at all.
Bone-picking vultures or whatever that recording was.
No, actually, it's like any other profession. There's a few bad apples that, unfortunately, people judge the barrel.
Oh, yeah. You're absolutely
But
right.
I do like the one I heard on my morning show in Florida years ago. I still remember it. What's black and brown and looks good on a lawyer?
What's that?
A Doberman.
Nah.
Everybody hates us until they need us.
All right, that is the truth, honey.
Yeah.
Look, we got some phenomenal attorneys here in town. Branch Close comes to mind.
I love Branch.
Your friend Amy Hampton, Mr. Granger now, you and Dana.
And our legal eagle.
Yeah, Chadster.
Our Chad.
That's right.
We got some. Hey, listen, I'll say this as somebody who's been around the Montgomery River region for a while now. We've got some really great attorneys, some really great legal minds in the River region. And I think that, all kidding aside, you know, I think that the legal profession in the River region really speaks for itself. It's a great camaraderie. There's some so intelligent people. I mean, some of the smartest people I've ever met.
Hey, look, I can't tell you what a vital role lawyers have played in my life.
Yes. When you need a lawyer, you need a lawyer.
Yeah. And you need an advocate. You need somebody in there punching for you. I sent you that article.
Well, I was going to say, speaking of lawyers, so I read that article you sent me, and so your listeners know what it was. It was an article about them basically dumbing down the bar and making the bar easier for people to pass in order to open up more of a basically the spin was more of a diversity-centered bar. And I'll say this, and it's just my personal opinion of it. I don't agree with that. I don't agree with lowering the bar, if you will, not just the Alabama state bar or any state bar that a lawyer has to take in order to practice law legally in the state. I think that lowering any bar adds to just mediocrity. I think that you should always strive to do better, be smarter, be the best of the best. And by lowering the requirements to do anything, I think is not a good idea. We should always be striving to do better and be better.
Maybe the most insane, this corporate wokeism is what's driving this. It's like United Airlines. They're committed to having a quota filled by a certain date rather than focusing on how can we find ways to make aviation careers available to people that have the aptitude and other requirements to have it as a career. Because when I get on a plane, I don't want to know that we're really proud of, you know, our diver. I want to know that your pilots know what the hell they're doing. So if an engine flames out, they'll know exactly what to do to get my ass back on the ground in one piece.
I want the best of the best.
And I want people to understand when I say what I say, it was the tone of the article that was written that you sent me had an undertone of it that it was doing it so that the state bars would be more... there would be more racial equality in the bars.
But that's insultive.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I have to be really honest about this. And I think that is very insulting because I don't think that your race determines your intelligence level. And for them to insinuate that it does is offensive.
Exactly.
Exactly.
The soft bigotry of lowered expectations.
Right. I mean, that's like saying, well, we're going to dumb this down for all the females out there because, you know, like, girls are really bad at math. Well, hold on a second. You know, like, that's offensive. It's not. And I'll put it out there from my own personal experiences. You know, from my day-to-day workings with attorneys, gender and race have nothing to do with it.
I
think that that's offensive to say that, oh, because you're a woman or because you're this or because you're that, it has any role in how intelligent you are.
You know, when it comes to any profession, these standards are established. Now, the problem we had in this country is that there were roadblocks to people of color and other walks of life and social roadblocks to women and others. I remember my sister, the nuclear physicist, who could have done anything she wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Who aced her way from kindergarten into her doctoral degree in physics. I remember her saying at, I think it was a Thanksgiving dinner when she was about 12 or 13, that she wanted to be a lawyer at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it.
My grandmother, who was an old kraut, said, no, girls don't do that. And my sister cried, and I went and took her aside and said, Grandma's from another time.
Right.
You know, she's never going to change, so don't waste a tear wondering what she thinks about your career choice. Do what you want to do. Go for it.
It's offensive.
It is.
There were those obstacles as well. Social. we have put things in place to open those pathways and remove the obstacles so that pretty much anybody can pursue the career path they want. There are scholarships out there to pay the educational fees. I don't know where all that money goes, but there's billions of dollars.
Well, and that's the thing, that you're no longer does your race or your gender or your socioeconomic class handicap you from being able to achieve right. whatever you want to achieve. You have to have the drive to do it. There aren't those roadblocks anymore. Those have been alleviated.
One of the great American stories is a man who was born in abject poverty, went on through his own initiative, became a lawyer. His name was Abraham Lincoln. Those stories are out there, too. When you want something, you know, you find a way to get it, to go for it.
Absolutely. But I did read the article. I don't agree with it. I thought that it was a well-written article, I thought that it was offensive, and I don't agree with the standpoint of lowering any type of bar to do anything.
Well, as I understood it, Don Server, it's from his blog today, and he's not approving this at all.
No, I'm saying the overall tone of the, hey, let's lower the standards in order to make it more equal. No, how about we demand better from people?
Yeah.
You know, like, do better, want better, be better.
We can't even get people to go back to work. After these uncertain times, which, by the way, are ending in 8 minutes.
If you don't ask me about these Hunter Biden pictures, I'm going to lose my mind.
What about the Hunter Biden pictures?
Did
you see the Tom Cruise one?
Did you see the one with the dog circled? Like, why is the dog circled? Why do they have that little dog circled?
I have no idea.
Okay, I'll have to share it with you. There's two pictures that have been shared. One is of one woman. I'll leave it at that. And then one has two women on a bed, and there's a white dog at the foot of the bed that is circled. And it caught my eye because it looks just like my little Max.
Oh,
it's not Max.
Little Max.
Not Max, as everybody knows. Like, we don't need rumors floating around that, like...
Speaking of dogs, though, you know, more than one person has shared my opinion that dog in the White House, Major, senses evil, and that's why he's become so vicious.
has dangerous propensities and is going to get somebody in serious trouble when it gnaws somebody's face off.
Mm.
We had a dog bite case in law school. Let me just tell you, I know how this ends.
Not well?
Not well. But yeah,
I figured that one was going to end.
Well, you got anything special planned this weekend?
I have the baby shower.
Oh, that's cool. Right, the one in the Tennessee.
Yeah, so I've got a couple more things I need to do before I get on the road, but I've got a baby shower tomorrow, a little bit of family time, and then back to Montgomery on Monday, back to the grind.
Well, you may see Jessie Lynn. I think she was headed up that way today too.
Is she?
Yeah.
I'll have to shoot her a little message.
Hey, did you like the giraffe picture that was produced?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yes, a little baby. And did you see the pictures that Janelle posted of the tiger cub?
Did you buy a tiger cub with your stimulus money?
I would if I didn't have two kids. There's a
the
picture
swimming?
Of a little baby. Yes,
it was cute.
Oh, my goodness.
When was that posted?
I think it was yesterday.
Yeah. Fairly recently.
All right.
And they're doing a naming contest for the little baby tiger, I think, right now in Miami.
Yeah, look at that little
guy. That guy's got some guts, let me tell you, because those claws, those little talon claws that tiger has will rip your face off.
They know what they're doing.
Sweetest little thing, though.
Well, we appreciate your time. We have to run because we want to be on time for Freedom at 5.
Absolutely, Freedom at 5.
And have a safe trip, and we will talk to you Monday.
Thanks, guys. Have
Take
a good
care,
weekend.
Girl.
Thanks.
Take care. Patricia says she knows about the dog in the circle.
Yes.
I know about the dog being circled.
Tell us.
Please. Do tell.
You're going to love it. It's because it's President Obama's dog, and that was his daughter's in the bed.
Huh?
You kidding me?
That's why the dog is circled. I don't know if that's true, but that's why the dog is circled. If you Google the Obama's dog, that's the same dog that the Obamas have.
Right, we're going to check this out immediately. Thank you for the tip.
Whoa. I'm all over it.
Thank you.
You can all be right. A happy hour cub reporter.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Thank you, Patricia. Awesome all right. work. Good work. 4:55. Safer at home ends in five.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. If you're on I-85 northbound approaching Taylor Road, I'm sure you see the slowdown there. We don't have any accidents. Just a high volume of traffic trying to get out past Chantilly Parkway this afternoon. A lot of cars on the road everywhere. We're very congested. East South Boulevard, also East Boulevard at I-85. Got a lot of traffic on the Northeast Boulevard taking the Wetumpka Highway home. Buckle up, drive carefully. 65 northbound is also congested, but no accidents at the moment. Your Toyota's waiting for you at Reinhart Toyota. Visit their location on the Eastern Boulevard or shop online at ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell James.
Make this summer one you'll never forget with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
The weather this time of year can be unpredictable, bringing damaging winds and even worse, power outages. At Spire, we know life doesn't stop just because the power did. Thankfully, you can depend on natural gas water heaters, stoves, and fireplaces no matter how long the power is out. And right now, get up to a $600 rebate when you switch from an electric water heater at spireenergy.com/startsaving. Now that's fuel for good.
The Alabama Baseball Coaches Association welcomes to Montgomery National Baseball Hall of Famer and former Atlanta Brave, Tom Glavine. Get your tickets now for the 12th annual First Pitch Dinner and Silent Auction, May 3rd at the Montgomery Renaissance, to benefit Miracle Leagues of Alabama. Title sponsor, Wind Creek Montgomery.
Hey, everybody, this is Tom Glavine. I'm looking forward to seeing you May 3rd in Montgomery.
COVID safety protocols will be observed. Get your tickets today at albca.org.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender. But we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage, and here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless as possible.
There is no one-size-fits-all mortgage. Others may lead you to believe there is, but at Alabama Home Mortgage, we take the time to listen and customize a plan to achieve your goals.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Freedom is 1 minute away.
Have you ever noticed that many car dealers start their commercials with, "It's the best sale of the year. Push, pull, or drag your old vehicle in. No offer will be refused." At Larry Puckett Chevrolet, they don't make outrageous claims and have all that fast talk at the end of their commercials. They just